This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is the ninth day of December, 16 days away from Christmas 2024. Currently in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. A little bit of sunshine, some cloud cover, temperature of 35 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in this hour at 9:34, we'll be joined by Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cusco. We're going to talk a little bit of high school sports. And actually, football season is over on the high school ranks, but we had a story last week that came out that two teams that should have been in the playoffs in Wisconsin high school football were not because a major mistake was made in the release of the brackets. And the WIAA, their executive director, Stephanie Hauser, had to pay a visit to these schools and say, I'm sorry. I'm sure it was not an easy trip, but the thing about it is, what about for those seniors? What about for those teams that earned a spot? They were supposed to be in. They had earned the spot in the tiebreaker for the final spots in that tournament. And somehow the WIAA missed on it. Those two teams missed. They put two teams that should not have been in. And apparently there were some people that had let the WIAA know, hey, you may want to look at this. This does not seem right that it according to your tiebreaker listings, these teams should be in and not these teams, and WIAA didn't do anything about it. So I'll talk about that. And also, the Football Coaches Association of high schools here in Wisconsin have come up with a new playoff formula. So in terms of qualifying for the playoffs and also for the seeding aspect of it, a new proposal has been put out there to try to maybe clean it up just a little bit. So we'll talk about that with Jimmy Cusco, our Civic Media Sports Director, coming up at 9:34 this morning. And then, of course, the final segment of the program will be our daily history lesson. We'll take a look back at some of the great events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about some of the celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about some events that are being acknowledged today and this week. And of course, we will wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. As we do every day, the final couple of minutes, we give Ian Welsh a question in terms of the number for the day. We have a number for the day. Instead of just giving it to you, we turn it into a quiz. We give three choices to Ian based on the math. Then you should be able to get one out of three right. So that's always the goal. 33% for the week. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. We prefer that you have a winning week, which is better than 50%. Yes. So three out of five. His best week is 80%, which is four of five, and we're still looking for that perfect week of five out of five. So
And last week was a first, because last week was only a 1 out of 5.
Yep. So that was not
a brand new week. We're
and you almost had 0 for 5. You had to get it right on Friday just to avoid the big goose egg.
Definitely kept people on their toes.
They kept you on your toes. I could see the pressure was building. But after last week, you got the first 4 days wrong. You cannot have that happen again. We have to get off to a good start here today.
I got to stay focused today.
Exactly right. All
right. What is the topic for today?
What is the topic? All right. The topic for today is The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies.
So, yep, The Wizard of Oz. So that will be the topic of our number for the day quiz coming up at the end of the hour.
Okay, now I'm really excited for this.
You should be. I knew that would catch your attention. Actually, the number for the day that I get sent every day. Uh-huh. That was not it. I said, no, that's not. I didn't like it. So I said, I'm gonna look for something else. And then I saw this item about the Wizard of Oz. I said, and it had a number involved in it. So, this will work. And I know that Ian would probably enjoy it. So, have you seen Wicked yet?
I've actually seen the show on Broadway, but the movie stage version. Haven't seen the movie version yet.
Well, what are you waiting for? I guess you've been busy.
Well, now that I have some time off, I will see if I can get a group of friends together and go see Wicked. Because I'm interested to see how they do it, because it's supposed to be a two-part movie. So I'm wondering exactly, you know, where they'll stop in the first part.
They'll have a cliffhanger.
I have not seen it. Oh, you haven't?
No, I have not. I keep thinking I need to, but I'm so busy. Most nights I'm working, so it's like...
We'll definitely see, because then we can start talking about it on the show. There you go.
But by the way, Wicked this weekend at the box office continued its very impressive showing. It's not number one this week. Mona 2.
Moana 2.
Moana, okay. Yes. I didn't know.
Mom and my brother and I actually saw that movie last week.
Okay, that was number one at $52 million.
That was an enjoyable movie. Very enjoyable.
Very good. So it is the second straight weekend that Moana 2 reigns as the number one movie in North America. It raked in $52 million this weekend, following close behind. Wicked continues to just keep on plowing along. It's been right near the top for a number of weeks now. It came in number two at $34.8 million. Gladiator 2 secured the third position with $12.4 million in box office receipts.
My brother in Madison was going to see that movie yet this week. I'll have to ask him what he thought of it.
Pushpa the Rule Part 2 is number 4 at $9.3 million, and Red One was number 5 at $7 million in box office sales. So there you go.
Very nice.
So, yeah. So, again, a couple of movies. If you haven't seen them, still have an opportunity to go out there and see them as well. Also, if you're somebody that likes to play the lottery, the Mega Millions. It's starting to get up there. If you want to, you know, win, get a lot of money to buy those Christmas gifts, you have an opportunity, because if you are the winner, it truly would be a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Absolutely.
For the person who gets those Mega Millions numbers.
What is the total amount?
Anyway? It will now surpass $600 million. So the estimated jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing, Tuesday night's drawing, is $619 million.
And when do they do the drawing of the Mega Millions
again? Isn't it like at 10 o'clock or something like that on the evenings? I'm not even sure. I think it's like, because I remember always watching the drawings on the news. like between the end of the show that's at 9 o'clock and then before the 10 o'clock news starts.
Yeah, but I remember those segments.
But I'm not sure if it's that way for Mega Millions or not. So have to take a look at that. But I very rarely play the lottery, except when it gets really, really, really big. And it's like, then it's like, well, maybe it's worth a chance. I mean, you're not going to win. I mean, you always say nobody's going to win, but then somebody has to win. I mean, it's like,
somebody has to win.
The odds of you winning it are very, 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 very low. But
very.
But in the end, somebody always does win. So you can't say nobody wins. Somebody wins.
Very few people win. Yes, I think that's a better way to put it. But yeah. I mean, I would have better luck just buying like five scratch off tickets and just winning a $10 or $20.
By the way, I think one of the worst Christmas presents anyone could ever give
is one of those scratch off
tickets. People think that that's good. That is not good. Give me. I mean, you talk about a gift that says, "I thought nothing about what you really want to get." Scratch off tickets.
What if you don't win anything? What does that say about your gift giving? So you give me a ticket that doesn't have anything on it. What's the matter with you?
Well, the whole thing. And back many years ago, the comic Norm MacDonald had a stand up routine, and one of the jokes was where he would say that he talked about it was a, he did a shot on Letterman. It was around the holidays, okay. And he was talking about he got a friend of his a lottery ticket, and he started talking about how about when you buy somebody a lottery ticket, you really don't want them to win. Because they actually win, it's like you think you bought the ticket and the other person won the ticket. So you got this buddy of yours a lottery ticket, and he got you a sweater. So worth millions and millions of dollars. I don't have the exact – but the way I tell it's not quite as funny. But when you buy somebody a lottery ticket, do you really want them to win?
Yeah, that's,
it's like, no, I really don't think so. And another little Christmas note.
Point.
Little Christmas note here as we try to, after talking about President-elect Trump's comments yesterday, trying to have a little bit more fun here in the first segment of the new hour. How about Santa Claus? What do you think Santa Claus's body mass index is?
It's better be a multiple choice because
I'm not going to give you, because we're not going to give you a quiz yet, because that would, if you get it right now, you may get it wrong later.
Oh, that's true.
But the American Medical Association once released a study, and again, they must have had some time on their hands.
Yeah, I guess so.
Showing Santa's body mass index to be dangerously high at 30%. 30%. That makes him obese, and it also puts him at high risk for a heart attack, which means he should not be flying at high altitudes. Because you don't want Santa to have a massive coronary when he's up in the air delivering those gifts to kids.
That's probably why Santa does exercises all the other days of the year, for Christmas.
I hope he is. All right, so on that happy note, we have to take a quick timeout. We'll be right back. The time is 9:18. Again, Jimmy Cuska joining us at 9:34. Hope your Monday is off to a great start. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Shake it up once in a
while. There you go, because actually this song, it's New Year's Day from U2. Back when I was in college, the first time I ever was on the radio, I worked at WUEC, the campus radio station in Eau Claire, during my time as a student. And I'd have a music shift during my senior year, and it would be from 9 until midnight. I think it was on Tuesday nights, if I'm not mistaken. Such a long time ago, but that every evening that I'd work my weekly shift, that would be the final song I'd play right at midnight. So that one always has a special meaning to me. So yep, nice. That's a one that I enjoy, so I put it on the hotkeys for you to use as part of our bumpers here on the program. Hey, something I forgot to mention, something that I think we really need to mention is starting today and going for the next 2 weeks, Monday through Friday this week, Monday through Friday next week, it's Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Contest. And it's a chance to win. It's a text-to-win contest. So you have to have the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, it's, again, we're not trying to sell you something here. This is just a great piece of technology. All you have to do is go to your app store, go search Civic Media. It's a free app. You download it. Then all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network are on it. The fourth one down is 98.9 WXCO. You're able to listen live wherever you go. You can click to go to our website. You can send us an email. You can send us a text. You can send us a phone call. But here, for the text to win contest, you have to use the Civic Media app. We have our text line that we use here during the show, but that would not work for this contest. You have to use the Civic Media app. And we have four different chances to win daily: at 7 a.m. with Pat Kreitlow, at 11 a.m. with Jane Matinere, at 1 o'clock with Todd Alba, and at 4 o'clock with Dom Salvia, for your chance for in the statewide grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's a great prizes. Listen for your chance to win. Again, you'll have chances to win $100 cash. Mm-hmm. You have a chance to win overnight getaways to Chula Vista Resort each hour. These are the each hour. Oh, these yes. four times that you play every day. It's either going to be for $100 cash or for a overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort.
Sounds pretty good.
But if you then are the winner for that hour, you're part of the final drawing. So each hour, and actually, actually, I'm sorry, I made a mistake there. Not just the winners. Even if you're not a winner during the hour, everybody who does send in the text will be part of the grand prizes in our grown-up gift list. I should be smarter about this. So again, we had it at 7 o'clock this morning with Pat. Everybody that sent in their entry, they will have a drawing for the prize, either a $100 cash prize or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. But even if you're not the one that's the winner in the last hour, you will be automatically put in for our final drawings for the grand prizes. And if you do it every time we play it, you'll have more opportunities to win the grand prizes. And part of the grown-up gift list prizes, espresso machines, the robot vacuums, and again, just a lot of stuff. Santa's good to the winners of this contest.
Oh, yes.
But you have four chances every weekday for the next 2 weeks, and you have a chance to win $100. Hey, that'd be nice to have for your spending for your family and friends for your Christmas gifts.
Personally, I'd take a trip to the Chula Vista.
And yeah, we've given away these prizes. In fact, coming up in January, during this show, this is a statewide contest. I have some Chula Vista giveaway overnight stays, and we're going to give those away early in 2025. For just people that are listening to this show. So that's something to look forward to. But those are what, and we've given away those Chula Vista overnight stays, folks have really enjoyed them. We've had comments because we gave away Chula Vistas in the past, in the past year. And everybody that's gone said, boy, wow, it's just so much fun. It was such a wonderful room. It was a great atmosphere. Yeah. So you have a chance to win those during this grown-up gift list contest, and we'll give you a chance to win them here on this program coming up in early January.
And the indoor water park itself is so much fun. I've been there with my family a couple times. We enjoyed it so much.
And real quickly, the Civic Media grand prizes for this grown-up gift list, there will be 8 of them. So there's 8 grand prize winners. Ooh. So there's plenty of chances. So the more times that you play during the next 2 weeks, the more chances you'll have to win the grand prizes and the more chances you have to win those daily prizes as well. So it'd be great for you to win a daily prize and then also have a chance and win one of the grand prizes as well. You can learn more about this contest and learn more about your chances to win and the prizes by going to civicmedia.us/ grown-up gift list. Again, that's civicmedia.us/grown-up gift list or Civic Media grown-up gift list. Don't say that five times fast. Grown-up gift list text to win contest. So, again, next chance to win will be during the 11 o'clock hour with Jane Mantenere, then the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and the 4 o'clock hour along with Dom Salvia. So lots of chances, lots of great ways to win, and hopefully you can play that contest and do it. I wish they were doing it during my hour. They don't do it during my hour.
Yeah,
during the 7 o'clock hour in the morning, during the 11 o'clock hour, during the 1 o'clock hour, during the 4 o'clock hour, not during the 9 o'clock hour or the 10 o'clock. I should say not during the 8 o'clock hour or the 9 o'clock hour. So maybe I'm going to have to tell the bosses we got to change that up at some point. But make sure you keep it tuned in all day long here for your chances to win our grown-up gift list text to win contest, statewide contest with Civic Media. Coming up, we have ourselves an information update, and then we're going to be joined by Jimmy Cuska, our Civic Media Sports Director. Again, really interesting stuff with the WIAA missing on two teams that should have been in the playoffs, and now also a potential change in terms of playoff qualification and also seeding as well. So Jimmy Cuska coming up next. The time is 9:29 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We start another very, very busy week of high school play-by-play. Again, very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides local play-by-play of high school sports. Tonight, the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team will play host to Amherst, 7 o'clock for our pregame show. Then tomorrow night, massive game in high school hockey, perennial powers. Wausau West and Stevens Point facing off at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. I'll be there for the pregame at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7, and also tomorrow night, Tom Weaver will be over at Newman Catholic for a big matchup between Marathon and Newman Catholic in high school girls basketball, 7 o'clock live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on delay after hockey right here on 98.9 WXCO. And, of course, on Wednesday, we have the big high school sports show from 6 until 8 p.m., and we'll have in fact, we're planning a special hockey show this week. B.J. Brandt will be sitting in for Jeff Gress as my co-host, and we've got some special guests lined up as well. So we'll have more on that as we get closer. And then, of course, Marathon Cup hockey coming up later in the week. Weston smashing basketball, all sorts of great stuff. Always busy in high school sports, and a guy that also keeps a very close eye on high school sports, is knee-deep into it all the time, is our Civic Media Sports Director, Jimmy Cuska. Jimmy, thank you for coming on.
It's great to be here, and I got to say, the fact that you guys provide as much high school coverage as you do in Wausau is such a tremendous asset, not just to where you live, but to the state community as well. Student-athletes deserve that coverage, so congrats to you guys for continuing that tradition.
Well, thank you very much, and we do just love having it, especially having the kids on the program and sitting down for 20 minutes and really being able to delve deep into their sports, their lives, and a whole bunch more. So I really do appreciate the kind words. I wanted you on because we just had the state football championships a couple of weeks ago. It was another really fun season of covering high school football. I know you were actually involved. I was up in the booth, and you were actually down on the field and in practices as an assistant coach. But then we got this couple of rather significant stories that came out in the past week or so. Number one, that the WIAA and their executive director, Stephanie Hauser, acknowledged a major, major, major mistake that basically took away an opportunity for two teams in the playoffs, Madison West and Greenfield. A mistake in terms of the brackets, in terms of ultimately who the WIAA announced as playoff teams. You've been watching this story. Maybe a thumbnail sketch on exactly what happened here.
So what happened was, an incorrect application of a tiebreaker. So what happens is when you know, they don't have enough teams with winning records to make the postseason, they have to dip down to the 3 and 4 teams. And they have a whole series of tiebreakers they use to determine who gets in. And for whatever reason this year, bucking precedent, they decided to apply the tiebreaker, which is the combined opponent record of teams defeated. And they normally, that's the way it's written, is that it's supposed to include just the conference games. But this year, they used it to include all games, including non-conference. So that was the tiebreaker that ended up elevating Pewaukee and Edgewood to the postseason over Madison West and Greenfield. And that's something that every observer in high school football found when they were putting together their brackets the night of and putting together the field. There's a lot of very dedicated followers to high school sports in Wisconsin and in media observers as well. And all of them had a different field based on that tiebreaker being applied the way it's been applied in the past. This year, the WIAA ahead of the field applied it differently. And then, and what is kind of unprecedented, the WIAA came out last week and said, no, we messed that up. It actually wasn't supposed to be that way, to the point that Stephanie Hauser actually visited officials at both Madison West and Greenfield in person to both, you know, apologize for the mistake and explain what went wrong and what the WIAA plans on doing to fix it in the future.
Do you know what Stephanie said? Why it went wrong?
Well, I think they're citing a mistake with how the computer decided things, okay, is what they're citing. So they're saying that the tiebreaker wasn't applied correctly in their computer models, and that's the part that they're addressing.
Another aspect of the high school football playoffs that's caused controversy the last couple of years, and since computers took over the seeding process, is where some of these teams have been seeded. And there's always been this thought, it's also been involved in basketball as well, where a lot of head scratchers, where a team may be ahead of another team in a conference, may have beat that team head to head in a conference. We saw it here in Central Wisconsin, where DC Everest was the conference champion in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They beat Stevens Point during the regular season. They were ahead of Stevens Point ultimately in the final standings, and Stevens Point was the number 6 seed. DC Everest was the number 7 seed. In the end, it actually turned out pretty well for DCE as they made it all the way to the state semifinals. But again, there was head scratching there, and I'm sure throughout the state of Wisconsin. And now it looks like the coaches have decided, hey, we're gonna maybe take a little bit control of this and make a proposal.
Yeah, and you know, there's two main issues with the computer model right now with the seating, and I think you hit on one of it, is just people, you know, the head scratching part of it is that there's no transparency in what actually goes into the algorithm, what is actually being considered as criteria for seeding teams. And the other part of it, obviously, is that there's not really any recourse to appeal. So if you feel like you're seeded incorrectly, there's not really an appeal process because you're appealing to a computer algorithm.
Right.
And that algorithm is set, and that's what they use to seed things. So the Coaches Association, and this has been spearheaded by a couple of coaches out of the Madison area, they put together a proposal that eliminates the transparency issue and simply just assigns points to wins. So if you beat a team, you get a certain amount of points. And if that team that you beat has beaten other teams, you get a certain amount of points for that. That's the whole model. You get more points for beating schools that have beaten, you know, that have more wins, and you get more points for beating schools in higher divisions. So that's the model that they're setting as the transparency part of it that will eliminate that whole idea of, you know, where teams go. But the other part, and I find this part to be probably the most fascinating part of the coach's proposal, is that in Wisconsin, football is not an all play, which means that not every team makes the playoffs, which means that you don't know your division when you start the season. Now, some schools obviously know because they're either among the top you know, 30 or so biggest schools in the state or the 30 or so smallest schools in the state, right? They know what division they're going to play football in the postseason. But for all the schools in the middle, and that's, you know, 300 plus schools, they don't know what division they're going to be in. And this proposal also suggests placing teams into 7 equal divisions ahead of the start of the season. So when you start the season, you know what division you're in. They would still use the tournament performance factor that elevates teams based on success in the playoffs, you know, to move them up a division if they needed to. But otherwise, they would place them in 7 equal divisions ahead of the season. So when you start the season, you know what division you'll be playing in ultimately. And then the top 32 teams in all 7 divisions would then advance to the postseason. So that is in a very tight nutshell is what the Coaches Association is proposing. And if you really want to dive into the nuts and bolts of it, you want to see the formula and all the points and how it's allocated, at WIFCA.org, they actually have it all mapped out and about a 15-minute explainer video that details it.
Yeah, that's very, very cool the way they're going about it in terms of trying to get that information out there, because that seems to be the opposite of what's been done in terms of having so much unknown, as you said, in terms of some of the algorithm of the computer seeding process. Again, we're talking to Jimmy Cusco, who is the sports director at Civic Media here on 98.9 WXCO. As I said, you are actually you've been an assistant coach at basketball, correct?
Yes. So this will be year number 4 next fall. I'll be going into year number 4.
Well, let me ask you then, because you're somebody that obviously has a lot of skin in the game because of that, in addition to your media work. But, I mean, you obviously are somebody that is working with these young men and working with your fellow coaches. What's your thoughts on this proposal? Is it something that you see as a major step forward, or are there any question marks you have about this as somebody that is a coach right now in high school football here in Wisconsin?
The question I would raise this week, because this proposal is out to coaches this week, there's 2 explainer sessions today and Wednesday, and then the coaches will get a survey on Friday that ultimately decides if this goes forward to the advisory committee. And if it goes from the advisory committee and they decide, hey, this should go to the Board of Control could have this in their hands by February. And then they could vote to implement it for next fall already. So you think about how fast this could move. It could move in the span of a couple of months, which I think is a tremendous speed to get something like this done, right? But I will say the question I would raise if I were a head coach this week, because us lowly assistants don't get a vote in all this. But if I was a head coach this week, I would ask what this means for conferences in Wisconsin, because in the model, there is no allocation for winning in conference or having a winning conference record, meaning that you could, in theory, go 2-5 in your conference, win 2 non-conference games, make the playoffs. And to me, I think if you're devaluing the conference, right, if you're not counting conference wins as part of any criteria other than there's 9 games, and those 9 games, you know, if you win all 9 or if you win 5 of 9, whatever it is, it doesn't matter if they're conference or not, then why are we going through so much trouble to have every 2 years have conference realignment in the state, you know, to make it equal, have 7 games and everything? It seems like a lot of work if conference games won't matter in this new setup. They matter again in context of it solves some scheduling nightmares for ADs, I'm sure. There's some historic rivalries you want to preserve, but we're going through statewide realignment every 2 years. So if the conference games aren't going to be part of, you know, the qualifying factor, if you don't need to win half or more of your conference games to make the playoffs, you know, that I think that greatly devalues why we have conferences in football in Wisconsin. I, you know, maybe they go to a divisional setup or a district setup. I mean, if they go, you know, maybe they go back to the way conferences were, where some conferences have 18 teams and some have 5. Like, you know, that's the part I would question is whether or not, you know, if they're going to do all this trouble of having biennial conference realignment, if there's maybe a way to stick in something that says, hey, you know, 4 of those wins or whatever it is or our conference wins, maybe that gets you in. That's the part of the proposal I don't like, Chad, is that, you know, for a lot of teams, winning a conference title is a pretty big achievement. And I feel like that should be rewarded somehow in whatever new metric they come up with. That would be the only question I'd have, because otherwise I think the benefits of knowing the division you're in going in and also knowing the criteria are out there and there's no question about how you're seated or anything like it's math. It's right on paper. Right. I tried to lay out my thoughts on this on an article for Civic Media's website, and it's up on Bull Falls Radio's website as well. Just trying to explain this process, but I like the transparency, and I like that, you know, we know what division we're in. I don't know about the conference part of it. I don't know if that's a big enough deal for coaches to sway them one way or another.
It is. That's a very good point, actually. And I think I agree with you that there should be some aspect of conference that does have a factor in this. And again, I think that having more transparency is the big thing, and having the idea that you know exactly what the route is. And I guess it would be very interesting to see, because sometimes with this math, sometimes it blows my mind, you know, in terms of the scheduling. Do you schedule a little bit of a, you know, a bigger school opponent because you get more points out of it? If you have three wins against lower level competition, it doesn't give you as many points. I mean, there's a lot of aspects that would really go into this and go into schedule making, and a lot of, I think a lot of thought would have to go with the ADs and the coaches if this does get through.
Yeah, and Chad, just, I know we're coming up on the break, but I just want to say that one part of it too, that if you're a school like ours, our entire conference, for example, it's eight D7 teams.
Yeah.
So we can't change those seven games. We're going to play D7s. There are D7 schools that play in conferences that have D5 and D6. So they have opportunities to get more points, where if a team beats a handful of D5 and D6 teams, they beat four of them. If our team wins five D7 games, we have the same amount of points.
Right.
So, you know, we might be slotted behind a team with fewer wins based on that. And there's nothing we can do about it schedule-wise because we're locked into a conference.
Yeah, I mean, you theoretically could have a situation where the team like yourself that goes, you know, wins five conference games, but if some other team that is also in D7 happens to schedule a non-conference opponent that's, say, a D4 school that actually is a pretty good team, and you have a great night and you pull off the win, holy cow, that's probably the equivalent of about three wins. I mean, again, yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, well, it's there's a difference between each division is a half point, but I keep thinking back, you know, Regis played a D1 team, what, about 3 or 4 years ago? That's, and a D1 team is worth twice as much as a D7 team in this model, so...
Again, check out Jimmy's article both here on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, and here on our website as well at WXCO.fm. So very interesting. I'll be very curious to see after these meetings move forward, Jimmy, what happens. So again, thanks for the articles. Thanks for joining us. And it's always good to talk to you about high school sports.
Hey, thanks, Chad. Always great to be here. And again, this process, if you want to read about it, as you said, is on the website. It could move very quickly. This could be up for a vote as soon as next February.
Oh, very good. I'm sure Jimmy will add more information on the websites as well. Jimmy, thank you again for being with us.
Take care, Chad.
That's Jimmy Cuska. He is our Civic Media Sports Director. The time is 9:49. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 9th day of December of 2024, day number 344 of this year. There are just 22 days remaining in 2024. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. If you go back to 1851, the first YMCA in North America was established in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On this date in 1992, Britain's Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. On this date in 2004, Canada's Supreme Court ruled that gay marriage was constitutional. On this date in 2008, the governor of Illinois, Rob Blagojevich, was arrested by federal officials for a number of alleged crimes, including attempting to sell the United States Senate seat being vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. On this date in 2014, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee released its report on CIA interrogation methods after 9/11. The report found that the CIA hid many of its actions from Congress and former President George W. Bush. And on this date in 2018, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady broke Peyton Manning's record for most touchdown passes in NFL history. A few folks that are famous are celebrating their birthdays today. Judi Dench, famous British actress, is 90 years old today. Actor Bo Bridges turns 83. Actor Michael Dorn from Star Trek The Next Generation played Lieutenant Worf, 72 years old today. Actor John Malkovich is 71. Donny Osmond, boy, started as a kid with the Osmonds, had music and TV series with his sister Marie. Donny Osmond is 67 years old today.
One of my favorite performers.
And he's been around a long time. Felicity Huffman, actress from Desperate Housewives and Sports Night, is 62. Lori Greiner of Shark Tank is 55. Jesse Metcalf of Desperate Housewives is 46. Actor Simon Helberg of The Big Bang Theory is 44. And Jaron Lewison of Never Have I Ever is 24 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events this week: Computer Science Education Week, Human Rights Week. Also some special events today. It's Christmas card day, so I guess today's the day. Send out those Christmas cards.
Yeah.
It is International Anti-Corruption Day. It is International Day of Veterinary Medicine. It is Llama Day.
Llama
Day. Llama, double L, Llama Day. It is Pastry Day. Ooh. And it is World Techno Day. Alrighty then.
Start off the week.
It is time for the number for the day quiz. Yes. As every weekday, we wrap up our program giving Ian Welsh a quiz based on the number for the day. We give him three choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right.
That's right.
And if you get 40%, which is two out of five, it's a passing week.
Yep.
But he gets one out of five, 20%, it's a failing week. And also, we don't want just a passing week. We want
successful week. We want
a winning week.
60%. We want three out of five.
A winning week is where you get more right than wrong.
Absolutely.
Three out of five. And then, of course, the all-time best week so far for Ian has been four out of five, 80%. And we are still waiting for that perfect week.
Oh, yes.
Five out of five.
Five out of five. Hopefully I can start it off this week.
All right. And today is
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Okay. Our number for the day is the amount of money that Judy Garland's iconic ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz were sold for. Ooh. They just were sold at a auction. And the iconic shoes, one of only four remaining pairs made for the 1939 film, were auctioned off. The winning bidder chose to remain anonymous. So how much were those iconic ruby slippers auctioned off for? Ooh. Is the correct answer $22.5 million? $32.5 million. $42.5 million.
$22.5 million, $32.5 million, or $42.5 million. Well, that's a lot of money either way, but
that was out of my price range.
Those slippers are incredibly rare.
Yep.
$22.5 million, $32 million. Ooh. Okay. I got the mental muscles going here. I'm going to say those shoes are pretty rare. I'm going to guess C. I'm going to say 40, $42.5 million. Going with the big number today because I know those slippers are highly valued. So C is my final answer. I'm locking it in.
Judy Garland's famous ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz sold for a staggering $32.5 million.
Oh, the middle number. Oh,
All right. Well, we'll
really?
Bounce back tomorrow.
Worth more than that.
We'll bounce. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow, actually, because we're out of time. But
that's okay.
Have a great rest of your day, because it's actually those numbers are way up. But have a good rest of your day.
You too. Happy Monday, everybody.
And we'll be back with you tomorrow, 8 o'clock sharp, here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.